Good to be live. Abby here with you on another Sunday Spotlight. Of course, you all know it's the show where I get to journey with some musicians that we play here on air, talking about some of their music, who they are, their journey as a musician, and some of the meanings behind some of their songs as well. Now, I have the opportunity to be chatting with Lily. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Abby. How are you?
I'm so good. It's so good to be able to chat with you today, and I'm really excited. You're, like I said, what I would consider a local. Can you give us just a little bit of a background as to where you're from and how you got started in music?
Yeah, I'm South Australian based. I was born in Adelaide. I lived in Mount Gambier for a little while, about 10 years, I suppose that's a fair amount of time. And then have moved back to Adelaide in the last 3 years to pursue music studies, which has been awesome.
Now, has music been something that has always been a part of your journey, or has it been something that you've just started within the last 3 years?
Great question. It definitely has always been a part of my journey. I think most people grew up loving music in some capacity or other, whether it was listening to it or creating it or singing or air guitar. You know, we've all had those moments. And I definitely always loved music, and I loved being creative with music. But it was sort of only as I got older that I really embraced the idea of actually pursuing it, and not necessarily even from a career point of view, but pursuing it from a passion point of view. And then that led to me studying a Bachelor of Music at Tabor College. And that then has snowballed into the incredible opportunities that I've been blessed to be a part of today.
Oh, that's so awesome. Now, we are going to talk about a debut EP coming out. For those that may not know, means this is your first, this is who I am as an artist. So am I right in saying that this is the first of what you've released to the public?
Yes.
Oh, how are you feeling about it?
The word that I keep coming back to is surreal. It's been like an incredible journey, and it's been, I would say, a slow burn one, really. Like, it had some incredible moments along the way of like meeting the right person at the right time. And, you know, you kind of have that moment when you meet them, you're like, oh, I wonder if this is going to go somewhere. But it's that classic hindsight thing of, wow, how did I end up here?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Lily, in the last 3 years, you know, as you've begun this, this is actually what I want to do with my life. Can you talk a little bit about that journey before we get into more talk on the EP? What has that process been like for you? What are you most looking forward to, where it's brought you today and the release of your EP? Just the journey over even like the last couple of years.
Yeah, sure. Something that I have really discovered about, I guess, music in general, really, is how much I love when music is a collaborative process. And I didn't really realize how much of a collaborative process this EP had been until I looked back, because I was doing tours of Tabor's campus, their new music facilities, like a couple of years ago now, I guess. And I was doing a tour for this group of people, and one of them was the incredible Aaron Duff, who is the pioneer of Australian Christian Records, or ACR. And like, we connected, and he, you know, found out that I write music, and he said, send me some demos. And so I did. And he workshopped those. He's a producer, and, you know, put his own sort of flair on it as well. And so together we've produced this sound that if one of us had just worked by ourselves, we would never have got there. And I think often, you know, the music you love most, not always, but often it's been poured into by multiple people. And so the support of my family and my friends and, you know, the people I live with and the people that love me, have all contributed to this journey. And so this EP, when it releases, feels like a culmination of all of those elements.
Yeah. I do have a question kind of alongside that. Can you give us the name of your EP, and did that experience play into what the name of the EP and why you picked it?
Yeah, sure. Look, the EP hasn't got a very fancy name, to be honest. It's just called the Lily EP.
Okay.
And the reason for that is that we couldn't really decide on one theme that we wanted to focus on, because the EP is four tracks, right, which is not a lot.
Yeah.
But each of those tracks explores very, in my opinion, very different topics. Like there's the celebration of friendship and memories, but then there's also like one song that's about, you know, your heart's cry to see your loved ones and your friends understand their own value and their worth. And then there's another one that's just about how, like, how much I like dancing and I wish I had someone to dance with, you know?
Yeah.
And then another one about how I wish I was going back to the 80s. So the point being, the whole EP is quite eclectic. And so since it was the day, my debut EP, and I'm, I guess, you know, still getting established as an artist and working out what that looks like, we just decided to call it the Lily EP.
Yeah. I think that's fitting, though. And I feel like that that's not far from what other artists do usually for their debut EP.
Yes. Often you'll see a lot of self-titled albums or EPs for a first release. So it does feel like it, you know, it makes sense.
Yes. Very fitting. I like it. Lily, you've just had an EP that was just released on the 9th of this month.
Yeah.
How excited are you?
Oh, man. Like, it's wild. Like, it's on my mind all the time. It feels unbelievable. And I mean, but then at the same time, when I look back over the journey, it's like, no, of course this has happened. You know, I've met some incredible people. I've worked with, you know, I got to sign on to Australian Christian Records. Like, it's one of those things that just happens in so many little steps, and you don't necessarily realize the journey you're on until you sort of get to the end of it and you look back and go, wow.
Like, this is actually happening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now, you've talked a little bit about the importance of team and how you've had team behind you in this entire process.
Mm-hmm.
Was it that way for the writing, the production of the EP as well? What was that process like?
That's a really good question. So some of the songs were demos that I did of my own version, and they sound very different to what's on the EP. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things I loved about working with Aaron, is he, like, specializes in totally different genres to me. So we've done our version of these songs. And so that's for some of them. But then there's also one on there, like Nostalgia, which has a real soft spot in my heart. Yeah. That wasn't a demo that I sent. That was sort of like a track that Aaron was like, hey, I feel like there could be something here. Like, what do you think? And I listened to it and was like, yes, there's definitely something here. Mm. And then the lyrics, you know, they came to me, the melody came to me. I recorded back my own sort of scratch demo, sent that to him, and was like, what do you think? And now that ended up being the lead single for the EP, was Nostalgia. So in answer to your question, it's all over the place. And I, on a practical level, I do the lyrics, I do the overarching melodies, like it sort of is very much inspired by my initial ideas, but then Aaron just comes along and changes it into something like completely new, and I think completely fresh as well. And I do love that.
Yep. I think it's great. I think, I mean, you said it before, but it just shows the importance of being able to have team around you and someone that you can bounce ideas off, make something better, whatever the case might be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you brought up Nostalgia. I do want to talk about some of the songs on the EP. We'll maybe start there. So you said that this is a song that's pretty special to you. It has a unique concept to it. Can you talk a little bit about the meaning behind the song?
Yeah. Nostalgia is what I have dubbed my ode to the 80s. I was not born in the 80s, but I have this weird random fascination with it. I think probably through film, but also 80s music. Like, 80s music is just something else, man. And so I guess the song sort of has three layers to it from a lyrical point of view. The first one is that the lyrics are very basic. They're very easygoing pop, which I feel mimics some of those songs in the 80s where they had a track and they were like, this sounds so good, we should put some words to it. And they were like, just say something random. So that's kind of the first layer. The second layer is that it represents, the story represents me being a girl going, man, I miss the 80s, but I was never there. So how can I miss something that I never had, right?
Yeah.
And then the third and final layer to that is that that reflects how I feel about heaven. I have this, like, these ideas about what heaven will be like. You know, I yearn for it and I miss it. but how can I miss something that I've never had? How can I miss a place I've never been to? And so that's what nostalgia explores.
I really like that. I don't think I've ever heard it worded quite like that, but I feel like I can resonate with the feeling of that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad.
So good. All right. Can we talk about a couple of the other songs? I think you said there's a total of four, Secret being the next single that's going to be released.
Yes.
What's the message that you hope to convey through Secret?
Secret is one of those songs that just sort of tumbled out where it had been knocking around the back of my brain and then bam, there it was. And for me, that song is my heart's cry. That one, lyrically, that song is the most dear to me on the EP. That's my observations of the inevitable, like, hardship and pain that everyone experiences. Disappointment in themselves, like, you know, we all experience loss and grief in some capacity. And even if you have, like, a really easy life, you know, you're provided for financially and you've got everything you need. Physically, you've got food on the table, you've got clothes on your back. Like, that doesn't mean that there aren't hard things in your life. And so this song is about me wishing that I knew how to explain to someone that you're valuable. Like, you are seen, you are loved, you are cherished. You have a purpose, you have worth. Because I think I see a lot of people really, really struggling in and making choices that harm themselves and feeling that weight of, like, am I even worth anything? Like, do I actually matter? And this song for me is me going, I wish I knew how to tell you, yes, you do. You are so loved.
You know, I think people can tell just in how you're talking. But you also hinted at this idea of having a desire for heaven, even though you've never been there before. But your faith is a huge influence in your music.
Yeah.
And
100%.
So even in what you just said with the song Secret, how do you incorporate faith into who you are as an artist, into your songs? How does that play a role in all of that?
That is an excellent question. And to be completely transparent with you, it's something I'm still working out.
Mm.
And by that, I mean, my faith is absolutely integral and core to who I am.
Yeah.
And I don't shy away from that, especially not in conversation with people.
Yeah.
But I want to create music that both points to God and is for everyone.
Yeah.
And that can be hard to do. And I mean, I trust in God for that. But that's what Secret is about. Secret is this idea of, like, I have a secret that I want to tell you so badly, but I don't know if you're ready to hear it from me or receive it. And I want to trust, you know, God's timing on telling you this, but I see your hurt and your pain. And I want you to know there's a way out.
Mm.
There is a better way. There's a secret I want to tell you. And I mean, that's obviously one song, but all of my songs, I think, I've seen some songs are very casual. Some songs, you know, don't necessarily mention God directly at all.
Yeah.
But underlying all of them, you will find that foundation of wanting to either encourage, challenge, or inspire people.
Listen, our tagline here at the station is, it's good to be alive. We are a Christian community radio station, but we play 50-50 format music because
yeah.
our hope is to reach all people.
Totally.
And to just have that universal message of reminding people why it's good to be alive, or that
yeah.
it is good to be alive. And so
I love that.
I feel like who you are as an artist and your music fits in so well, even with that concept.
Awesome.
So I know
yeah.
you said it's hard to try
that.
To figure out as a musician how to do that, but I'd say that you're already going in the right direction as you are. So
thanks, Abby. That is so encouraging. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, no worries.
Do you know what? That's honestly so encouraging. Like, I'm going to take that away and I'm going to feel really good in the rest of my day.
Good. I'm glad. All right. You have a couple other songs, tracks like Autumn and Smog. What do you hope listeners take away from those songs as well?
Yeah. Look, I think one of the things that I have been learning as an artist, but love, is that not every song has to be a super deep, meaningful, life-changing, impactful piece, right?
Yeah.
Like Secret, as you know, you've heard me talk about that. That obviously has my heart from like a content point of view.
Yeah.
Smog is literally just like, it's almost like a four-line poem that I had in my head
yeah.
about how I really like dancing, and I hope that somebody someday will dance with me. That's literally the premise of it, and it's got this super groovy sound. It's kind of on the more almost like lo-fi vibe, and it was just like a, yeah, this is an enjoyable song. It doesn't have to be more than that. So that's like the easy listening track, I guess, if you will.
Yeah.
And then Autumn is, that's that one that's totally about friendship. I did like an acoustic version of this song. Well, it's not acoustic, but like a much more stripped back version of this song that my uni has heard. And they call it the Disney song because it's very like, you know, friendship and memories and encouragement. And so that song, that one, when I play it or hear it, it always has someone in mind for me that I hope is encouraged by this because it's about seasons of change.
Yeah.
And it was written for a friend and her middle name is Autumn. Aww. So it was just kind of perfect that it was about change and moving on. She was prepping to move cities. You know, she had turned 18. It was like, right, time to hit the road and do something new.
Yeah.
And so this song just is about how, you know, I've always got your back, no matter where you go. Always just remember that home is a phone call away. That's kind of the premise.
I love that. We're so excited, Lily. Every single song sounds so good. I mean, physically sounds really good, but also even the meanings behind them. Really excited for your EP. Now, I was told that you're headed to the States in a couple days, and I'm curious, is that a personal trip or is that to promote the EP?
Look, on the more personal trip side, still music-based. Yep. And there will definitely be some flogging of the EP, to be sure.
Yep.
But to be honest, it's been a great opportunity that has just fallen into place.
Gotcha.
I am hoping to visit Nashville while I'm there.
Of course.
And dear Mr. Duff, the producer / ACR incredible human, has teed up some introductions there. So it is going to be a very exciting time.
Good. What can we expect for you in the future? How do you celebrate the release of the EP and what new projects do you have coming up that you're excited about or something we can look forward to?
Oof, that's a good question. look, for me, the celebration of the EP launch happened on Saturday because that's when I get to do the live performance. So we had a launch party, which was in City Reach Marian Church building. And like Aaron and I got up on stage, we performed all the songs, the live show stuff. For me, that's where it's at. Like I love the creating side, obviously, but I love performance. Like that to me is where you get to bring it to life and you get to tell people by looking them in the eyes exactly what this song means, you know? So that to me is how I celebrate the launch of the EP.
I love that. And moving forward, what does, so EP is sort of like, I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's like a tease of this is who I am. This is what I have to offer. But usually more stuff follows. So are you already thinking about the next thing or are you just trying to soak in the release of the EP?
Look, if the answer can be both, then it's both. it's definitely like been incredible, this whole experience with the EP, and I 100% am soaking in that right now and cherishing that.
Yeah.
But I do have plans, hopes, and dreams for the future. Yeah. I'm not entirely sure what direction that will be in yet. That's still to be worked out, but there will definitely be more in some capacity coming at some point.
Well, we can't wait. We'll have to keep an eye out on your website. So for those that want to know, it's lilymusic.com.au. But thank you so much for chatting with me today, Lily.
Thanks
we really
for having
appreciate
me, Abby.
It. Yeah, no worries.